This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Rise on K Pulpit.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me on 7 to 9 a.m. this afternoon on my program called Rise. And I'm Renette, and we have got an incredible guest this afternoon with us. She was on our program last week, but I think you had a good taste of that. But she's really dealing with, we are dealing with something that is so prevalent at the moment, and it's so much in the news, is the children are so angry, and they are bullying each other, and they're causing huge damage in the schools, and nothing is really being done about it. But you have written a beautiful book, but you're going to share with us, Helen, on the book, because you used to be a teacher, you retired, and then God took you to the next level of serving Him, and you've been in courts with the youngsters, with young people with sexual assaults, and God equipped you as a mediator, but then He's taken you to another level. And she is currently one of the directors for Regan Rock International, and they do incredible facilitating courses in schools and all over the place. But at the end of the day, what they've experienced, and with their experience, they are going in and being influencers in the communities of healing our nation. And Helen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
It's a great pleasure and an honor for me to be here.
Thank you so much. But we're going to listen to something first so that we can have a good, we obviously need to do our homework and pay the bills. So we're going to play a beautiful track and some advertising, and then we'll see you straight after this.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
And Helen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. You have been gifted a beautiful, incredible way of serving our children that have really been going through difficult times at school. And because of generational transferal of behavior, you people have been given the task of dealing with lots of pain that children are suffering right now, and then they take it out on at schools. But you've also created courses and facilitated courses that can go into schools and help the kids and help the bully. But as well, you've written an amazing book. But I'm going to get you to share a little bit about that. But just give us a little bit of a background of, when you're retired, we never know. We think we're redundant and it's now over. And then God gives us another assignment and another commission. And you went and took it on yourself and became a mediator for children. So just share a little bit of your journey.
Now, I've been a teacher and I've seen many things. Even bullying started at pre-primary school level. And then I see that most of the people have had a kind of a incident where they were being bullied. Although it's like even through by their parents or teachers or friends or even those that they're not their friends at school. But I think, and even I know now why God hates divorce, because He said it's very cruel, because it, even divorces can be bullied to a whole family because of things that happened or things that have been said. So I've seen so many effects of bullying. And then I wanted to do something more, but I didn't know what. So as a teacher, I did functional therapy and functional children therapy. I've been a children's counselor for 4 years, and I've seen so many things in children's lives. And the worst of worst was when I became a mediator in court, because those children were sexually abused and bullied.
Mm.
And what was, to me, what is very scary is when I started in 2003, there was only here and there a boy that was a victim of sexual bullying. It's like, I want to call it like that, because I think that's more appropriate than to say sexual assault. And then when I retired, it was half boys, half girls. So we have to watch our boys just as much as our girls lately. But since that, I think the technology developed so much, things are even more effective on the bullying effective on children's lives, because they even use their phones or the media to bully. But as an intermediary, I felt, I want to do something more. As a counselor, I work with children that have been bullied by children, as well as they've been in occultic practitioners.
Yes, that is a huge thing in the schools right now.
And this is lately, it is absolutely blooming in schools, and that's, to me, it's very, very scary that young children, even young children at the age of 8, they are
exposed to this.
Involved. And even
knowingly and unknowingly.
Yes.
They get pulled into it. You know, the glossy and the Ouija boards and all those kind of things. It's terrible.
It's even some of the caretakers that's supposed to look after children and teachers, they also like into the occultic things, because they think that, I get some power, or I can get some knowledge, or I can get some insight in my future, or something like that. But it's affecting the children in the class. You can see they are so, there's no peace. Everything is like they're
misbehaving, they're cheeky, they are rebellious.
Yeah, it's
disrespectful.
No control. And I've been to a school, and then I did this story, but it works either way for the children, for the bullies and those who have been bullied. And then there was one boy who was very erupt, disrupting the class. So I thought something is wrong. I saw he was reading a book. So when I got to him, but I was like walking, and when I got to him, I saw he was reading the most horrific occultic book. He was busy with that. I don't know if he even can read, but he can read the pictures.
Which is, and then how we kids found, are visual, it's actually worse, probably.
Yes, and then we found many of those books. I think it was donated, and they didn't have time to go through that. But he knew where all the books were, he showed me. So we confiscated it in a way, because it was an extremely negative influence on the children.
Of course.
But what I found out, most of the children was bullied or was exposed to things they're not supposed to be exposed. And through my work, what I've done and how I communicate with them, I picked up many things, and I couldn't just sit and do absolutely nothing. I have to do something, because a child is our future.
But of course.
But they're precious in itself, individually. They're so precious, and they're so beautiful, and they're so cute. But it's circumstances that make them what they are. And I think I've seen most of the horrific things I've experienced and seen the effect of bullying was while I was an intermediary.
Mm.
So I worked in the whole Northern Cape region, but my specific region was the Namakwa region as well as the R region. I work for those two. Okay. But I worked in other places like Kimberley and all the other small towns. I think I counted, it was about 20 different towns I've been working.
It's a huge footprint.
Yes, but I missed the distance in the driving. So because that was how I could make my head, clean my head, was the vast differences.
Debriefing.
That's
a debriefing.
And the most beautiful
scenery,
Karoo scenery. But everywhere where I went, I saw so much hurt, and the effect of people, cruel people on beautiful souls. And when I retired, I didn't know what's waiting for me. And luckily, the social justice people, they said, oh, don't I want to do the mediation course? So I said, yes, please. And I did it. And I'm still doing divorces up to, and family planning and maintenance cases. But my I thought, if I can work with children. And then one of their conferences, I was sitting next to Eileen. And we spoke about, she was in a way, not speaking much, but there was
a connection.
There was an instant something that happened. And then we started talking about that and start laughing and see the humor in it. And then since then we just clicked. And then she invited me for lunch somewhere. I've retired in Somerset West. She had to be in Somerset West. And said, don't you want to have lunch with me? So I said, oh, no, that'll be fine. And then I told her I'd really dream, but I had this dream of me in an aeroplane. But it's not as big as the usual aeroplanes, but I was, the steering wheel was like those of the boats. Those big ones.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the first, and the pilot had the most beautiful face and eyes, and the expression on his face was just beautiful. And I was sitting in the front row, and on the left-hand side, and he was on the right-hand side, and he looked back and he said, enjoy your journey, because I love aeroplanes. I've got a passion for aeroplanes too. So, and then we took, off, and I enjoyed it. And then we went straight, like horizontal, in with a speed I cannot imagine. And then it stopped, and I said, "Oh no, I haven't even fly yet on a horizontal level." And then Eileen told me the same. She saw a huge, big aeroplane, like a ship, and the same steering wheel.
What?
Like a boat.
Can you believe?
But her looked more like a boat. Mine was like it was covered with leather. It was round with cover, but that same size. And she said, I've bought you a little book. It cost only about, I think, 20 rand. But we didn't have our reading glasses on, but I thought it was a swallow or something like that. And when I looked at the book, it was a aeroplane flying. And she didn't even know that. She thought, oh, this book, the topic looked very interesting. So she thought, oh, it must be a bird flying or something. So then we knew there was something. We've got the same vision. And then she told me what she's busy with, and about the course, and don't I want to get involved? And I said, yo, if I can work with the children. So that's how I met her and how I got involved in Regenrock International. And since I did the course myself, I knew this is where I want to be, because the effect I've seen on other people's lives, but also on my life, I have to be involved.
Yes, absolutely incredible work that you've done. And, you know, our precious listeners out there, you need to know that it's never too late to make a difference. And we've all been called, but we're just not stepping into it. And we think we can't do it anymore, or we shouldn't be doing it, or we have so many other obstacles. But here is an opportunity just to surrender and step into faith and step into obedience, and that we can change our country. We can change if we step into what God has called us. Let us be the agents of change, and not expect the teachers and the schools and the social workers and everybody out there to go and change the world, because they are overloaded. I mean, our country's in got its own issues, huge issues, but due to the fact that there aren't equipped people out there. So the fact that you are offering, you know, you were part of this offering these courses that are affordable and can add to your education is such an incredible opportunity. But we're going to give you the information at the end. I'm so in awe of the work that you've actually taken personally as a servant of God, and now using what He has called you to do to mediate for families, to mediate healing amongst children, because your heartbeat is children, and that is where we can change the nation, people, is via our children, and that is the point of reference for our new next generation that's going to lead our country. And we cannot come out of brokenness. We have already operated out of our own brokenness, but we can stop that cycle by offering to do the work that God has called you to do. So if you're in the marketplace, or if you in education or teaching, or you want to add something, they've got amazing courses, life coaching, many. They've got pastoral care. If you're a pastor, there's extra accreditation for that. There's community counseling, which I know many of you out there are community operators. You just don't have the accreditation. And this is such an opportunity to start something for you and your community to help healing. And then there's obviously the anger management and the adolescent health. I think there is such a huge gap. That is something I'm really considering for myself even. So we're going to listen to Helen straight after this, because she's written a book on bullying. And as I said, you know, it's such a problem at the moment. So many angry, damaged children and wounded children. They're only operating out of their wounds, and even the bully needs to be dealt with. So we're going to follow through with this conversation right after this lovely break that we're going to take right now.
Wen 1 miljoen B-rewards elke week by Boxer. Kry Rhodes gebakte bone in tomatiesaus 410 gram, kry 6 vir net R78. Verskeie Dettol higieniese badseep 125 gram, kry 6 vir net R54. Moet nooit meer as die Boxer prys betaal nie.
WhatsApp the studio now. Save the number on your phone. 081-729-1657. That's 081-729-1657. 57.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Thank you for being with us this afternoon, family and friends out there. It's Rise, 7 to 9 a.m. I just want to encourage you, download our app. We are going, it is such a beautiful tool. And if you've only come in halfway through our interviews, it's such an opportunity to catch up, because this is really a topic of really of interest. And we know it affects the family, the whole family. When a child's been bullied, and it doesn't just stop at the childhood, it goes into their adulthood. And Helen has written a book designed for children, but she's absolutely come out of point of reference of being in courts and that. But she's going to share quickly, catch up on that. We'll just recap on that. But at the end of the day, what else she has found in the schools is the fact that teachers end up being bullies. But just share with us the journey that you've had now being in the courts, because this is where we're getting to hear what's happening behind the scenes. You know, we always hear these stories and it hits the newspaper, but what is happening behind the scenes? And Helen works for the, you know, she's been on contracts where she's working for the courts and with the courts on these cases. So I think it's good to hear from the horse's mouth, eh? So that she can tell us a little bit what has she experienced in over the years. And this is why her book has been written.
Yeah, the most saddest cases I've had was usually that the person himself was like bullied or sexually assaulted or... And what I found out when I was a nursery school teacher, the children, when they're emotionally not capable of understanding what they've seen, they have to play it out. Mm-hmm. And that's why some children are playing it out on their friends, or in a way they can also see it as bullying. But it's because they see things at home. They see things on TV, they see things on the cell phones, and they're not capable to understand. So now they have to try to play it out, and that's the way they
express themselves
and understand it. But I was also working with the ELRC. They're doing the internal hearings at the Department of Education. So I've seen things there that also was, was too much for my heart. And seeing the cases I've seen is was usually when they stand there in the guilty box, they're so pathetic, and you cannot believe that those people did those things. But in a way, I know they must have also went through something when they were young. So with God's grace, everybody's got, there's hope for everybody. That's what I always pray for everybody, even the accused person, because I have to be neutral, but sometimes it was a little bit difficult. But when I saw all the hurt and the expressions of the children, and I had and I tried to give them hope, because when I see the first time when I see the child, my biggest challenge is to build a trust relation.
So
that they will talk. So I was talking lots of nonsense and until they laughed out loud. And then I know, now you're ready to testify. And I told many of them, you know what, I think God think you are a hero. Then they look at me strangely. So I said, yes, you know what, if you take the book Job in the first chapter, Satan had to ask God permission to did all those things to Job. But he know at the end that will be a testimony of how great God is. But the most wonderful thing about that God allowed it, is that he trusted Job will make it. He knew he will make it. So I know you will make it. So you're not only my hero, you're God's hero too. And then they start getting more confidence and know that they will make it. And then I told them, you know, when you die, what do they bury? No, my body. So I said, oh, and your soul? No, it goes to Jesus. So I said, okay, they did something to your body, but they couldn't touch your soul, because God, I know God was with you. They couldn't touch your soul, but they did terrible things to your body. So now you're the one that's standing up for what is right. And now you is going to fight for that body. So then it's like as if they're getting
perspective
and distance. So then they start
making better choices.
Yeah, they start talking with more confidence, and it's not like it's now it's facts. It's not like emotions.
Yes.
So that helped a lot. And when the questions were asked and it gets difficult, you lower your voice and you start talking in a
controlled way,
softer way, and not whispering, but close to whispering, because they have to hear you in court. But there was a case in a small town that the child witnessed terrible things, and she didn't want to speak. She didn't want to speak to the police. She didn't want to speak to the social worker, to the psychologist, nobody. And then they asked me, can't you please come and see if you can help us, please, because we need the information. So I was driving quite a vast different to get to the place, and I had time to speak into God. And I said, Lord, please just give me a clue or something
in
my
mind
so that I can help this child. Because I surrendered just all. And then I thought, the whispering came in my mind, because we talk in a softer voice. So I learned a lot in court. So I was speaking I got to the child and I said, oh, what is your name? The child told me, he said, something terrible happened to you. Yes. Don't you want to tell it to me? And then she said, yes. And then we whispered for about an hour.
Wow.
And everything came out, because it was too difficult to say it out loud. And she's
so
scared
painful.
Somebody else will hear it. And she was scared that she will bring her father into trouble. And and it was just... And
did,
then
he,
I said,
did he end up getting to travel home?
Yeah, it was, he did, yeah.
No, but it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, she witnessed the murder, so that's why it was too much. And she still loves the father because...
Of course.
So that's I had those cases also that they said, but he's going to be in trouble. I said, no. You're here, the court wants to help you, but they can only help you when they hear the truth. But they decide if he's going to get in trouble or not, not you.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. Yeah, it's their problem and decision. Yeah. So then they also start talking. But I had amazing cases where they still contact me, and they at the end they started to work in communities helping other people.
They themselves are community
yeah, and that's
right,
and I even don't even recognize myself how the Lord may
oh,
absolutely
heal
them. So that makes me that I can
that
face
you can keep
many
that,
yeah, many
that
other
can,
cases
because
yeah.
It's so I know it's very painful. I've been working with that myself, you know, with gangsters and abused women and children, and children that have been raped and traumatized, absolutely traumatized, and different gateways that, you know, through drugs and alcohol, and, you know, they don't even know they're being raped, but because of the sexual activity that they have, they get exposed to. And it is absolutely, you cannot believe what these little things go through, and then they have to survive and be kids still. So you're doing remarkable work. Thank you so much.
Only by God's
so
put that into my heart.
Into your heart.
I cannot help. I have to.
No, that is wonderful that God's used all your years of experience teaching and everything else to get to the to helping kids. So Helen, we're gonna take a break now, we have to. And we're gonna listen to a beautiful song. I'm sure you're gonna enjoy it and worship.
Oh,
and
nice.
Enjoy the worship, guys. But we're going to listen to Helen's final story about her book and why she felt that she could use this as a tool of healing. And she's got a beautiful story, but she's also got a beautiful heart for those that are really at the hands of the kids and at the hands of being hurt. And there is a way out. There is a way out. But she's going to share with us straight after our break. See you just now. Thank you for coming back and joining us again. If you've not been with us, we've got Helen Brevet in the studio with us. She's written this beautiful book, very personable and approachable book for youngsters, My Friend, the Dolphin. And she's going to share a little bit why she's written this book. And it's all to do with bullying. And I think it's really a beautiful tool, and such a beautifully illustrated, I can tell you now, absolutely beautifully illustrated. So Helen, just tell us why, you know, you've written this book and why do you think it's a beautiful tool to get children to heal?
Now, I was at a school working with the children with behavior problems, and I told the story, and Eileen saw the change or the effect of the story, because the one little boy the next day standing there said they called him, that little boy, Yanni. They called him, they chose the name Yanni for the boy. So then he said, here's standing a little Yanni. And he was very proud of being a Yanni. And then Eileen said, but why don't you write the story? So I said, if that's what God wants me to do, then I'm open to it. So I started to write. I wrote the story. So then she told me, but her daughter is very autistic. She can do the illustrations for us.
It's beautifully illustrated.
And absolutely. And the emotions coming through the illustrations is absolutely, I'm stunned. It's only God's grace, that's favor that's been on this book. And then she said, Mom, when Eileen phoned her daughter, she said, Mom, do you know what? I just completed a course in children's book illustrations, and how to illustrate children's books. So Eileen sent the story and she started illustrating the book. But my main thing is I do not... I mentioned no name for the dolphin, no name for the child, because they must choose their own name so that it gets like personalized. And they even gave the dolphin also a name. And while I tell the story, I try to get them involved by, then I stop and then they say the name of the dolphin or they say the name of the friend of the boy. But this book is for children that's been bullied, but also children, a lesson for the bullies. And this is like regarding a boy that was bullied because he was not he had a deformity, and he never fought back or anything. He went after school and he cried on his own, and until he's like feel fine, and then he went back home because he didn't want to upset his mom because he was a single parent. And at the end, we learned them how to manage anger, because I rewrote the manual on the level of the child in like in a working book.
Yes, the work,
so
the
then
book.
I can say, oh, did he fight? So I can relate it to the course, the train. It's absolutely, the Lord just combined the two together. So the whole story is always linked with the course.
Hmm.
Without me even knowing it, later on I found out.
So as a facilitator, you could actually get the book and then use this when you're doing the course with a child.
Yes.
Incredible.
And then I said, no, there was never a fight. He just kept quiet and just turn around and go away, because that's the best thing for a bully. They want reaction.
So
that was one of the things that I can give him coping skills. So this whole story is to how to give the children coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that although you're crying, at the end, God, he's aware of you all the way. He's aware of you. But he's also working behind the curtains with something that will, at the end, you will benefit so much that the bullying was absolutely nothing. And I told them also that, you know, most of the children that's been bullied, they are usually the people that the bullies go to for work, because they are the ones that, because about, I think,
that are strong.
Yeah, very strong. And most of the children that we bullying, that are bullies, in school, in high school, that at 24, they usually had a case against them.
Mm. And that just escalates.
Yeah, that's very sad. So I try to stop the bullies before they
need help as
because,
well.
Because, yeah,
yes.
Most
if
of
you
them,
heal them, then it saves a whole 40 other kids being bullied.
They usually need help. And I told them, you know what, you must never think of even bullying somebody. Because one day, maybe that's the person that will give you work.
Sure.
I try to make it, and you know what, that person, when you bullied and hurt that person, God sees that. Mm. And that's why God gave him much more at the end than he was receiving from you. That's absolutely a drop in the bucket, because God saw it and he made something beautiful out of your body. So I just tried to give them hope and courage, and I was so fortunate. My friend Anushka von Meck, she wrote Vasilinki, and they made the movie Vasilinki, and that was to also, the name was called Vasilinki because she was like an ointment to hurt children or people that have been through hurt. So she was also very involved in my work because she was a journalist, and she was also sometimes she went to the court to see what to hear the hearings. So this is also a book how God always compensate with your hurt. He sent a dolphin to this little to entertain the little dolphin, the boy, and at the end they were so close together. He was swimming with him and riding on his back and playing in the water, and when he was in the water, he didn't feel his problem, his deformity. And at the end, there was people came. They want to know more about dolphins. It was professors and marino biologists and all that. And they said they've never heard and they never collected so many information in such a short while time regarding the relationship between this boy and the dolphin.
Beautiful.
And now, and at the end, he was the expert of the knowledge of knowing the
behaviors
or everything
of the dolphins. Yeah. So he became an expert on the dolphins.
Yes.
Eh? So God used him again.
Yes.
Just by this chance meeting. Wow, that's beautiful.
So this is a main course, but there are a lot of much more details.
People must start looking for the book. So tell us how can we get hold of you if you want to be interested in the course and maybe the book eventually? How can they get hold of you?
You can e-post, sending emails to info@regenrock.co.za, or you can phone me at 071-681-8550.
Fantastic. Thank you, Helen, for sharing this amazing testimony of how you've developed a tool that can heal children and even heal the bully. It's so beautiful. May the Lord just continue to use you for his glory and kingdom and get our children healed. And maybe this will encourage everybody out there. If you've got a daughter or somebody that would love to learn how to become a community changer, to be the agents of change. And even if you are an educator, this is something you can learn and add to your tools that, you know, if you're in as a teacher. And I think this is an incredible tool for the healing and the healing process. So well done. All I can say is congratulations on what you've achieved. It is so phenomenal. So family and friends out there, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. We are so blessed that we got these amazing agents of change out there. So God bless you people. May the Lord continuously use you mightily. And family and friends out there, go and do what you can do. Just do it. God has got you. Step out in faith, believe in yourself, be passionate about the souls of our young people that need to be healed, and they are so damaged and so much transferred behavior problems. I expect you to be really encouraged by this today, and go and be agents of change, and just stick to the rules out there, be good, love on those that need to be loved. Go and reach out to a child. I think this beautiful message that you said about whispering, sometimes we need to just be gentle to get the best out of our children so that we can help them.
Can I add something?
Sure, you may.
Most of the children I work with, they are at this fragile. No, fell hunger.
They wanted
to be touched.
Just want to be touched.
So if you can just put your hand on the arm or the shoulder, that makes
beautiful.
A huge difference.
Huge break, yeah. Breaks yeah. down a lot yeah. of barriers. Yeah. That is how we need to do. And got a lot of old people out there that are also being bullied and being mishandled. So please go and reach out and go and love. Go and love. That's all God asks us to do. Show love. And so that there can be forgiveness and healing taking place. Okay, Dax, we'll see you next week. And thank you for being with us this afternoon. Just know that I love you and I appreciate you so much for staying tuned with us and enjoying our programs. And thank you for so much feedback and so many lives that have been changed through these beautiful guests that I have. I'm so privileged. So goodbye and see you next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.